Readers include Bear, who believes science is the relentless process of asking questions, testing, and trying again, even when it's not easy. Learn more at sciencedelivers.com. This is NPR.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Mostly sunny skies today and warm, highs in the lower 90s. We've got a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly this afternoon. It's 76 degrees in Lawrence. This is KPR.
Lynyrd Skynyrd's Free Bird, remixed by DJ Moonlight. You're listening to NPR News.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org, where you can find a schedule for both KPR1 and KPR2 and listen to programs on demand. That's all at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the LMH Health Heart Center, providing cardiovascular testing, procedures, and preventative care. More information is available at lmh.org/heart.
Good morning, I'm Kay McIntyre. Glad to be with you on this Sunday morning. Here in the U.S., we've been hearing about the New World screwworm for the last couple months. But down in Mexico, they've been dealing with a screwworm outbreak for more than a year and a half already. What can we learn from our southern neighbor as they try to stop the spread of the parasite? That story coming up on Weekend Edition Sunday on Kansas Public Radio. Kansas is holding its primary election on August 4th. With more than 20 candidates for governor and the U.S. Senate, it can be hard to keep track. So we asked each of the candidates to record a pitch, especially for KPR listeners. You can hear them on our website, kansaspublicradio.org. Be informed and vote August 4th.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the Resource Center for Independent Living, working with individuals, families, and communities to promote independent living and individual choice to persons with disabilities. More info at rcilinc.org.
Mostly sunny skies today, highs in the lower 90s. It's 76 in Lawrence, 75 in Topeka, 74 in Emporia.
Support for NPR comes from this station.
A group on the ground that recognized they had something really different.
They realized it could be an entirely new species. That is in All Things Considered.
Join us for All Things Considered from 4 to 5 o'clock this afternoon on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Olsburg Junction City. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Cromwell Environmental, serving Kansas and Missouri since 1982 with a variety of environmental services from indoor air quality and mold services to energy audits and solar energy installation. More information at cromwellenvironmental.com.
Coming up on Weekend Edition Sunday, it's the Sunday Puzzle with Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Then stay with us for a conversation with Pulitzer Prize-winning author Colson Whitehead. He's got a new book out, Cool Machine, coming up on Weekend Edition Sunday on KPR. Every day you hear the difference on KPR. In-depth news, thoughtful, civil conversation. It's all possible because of people just like you. Now more than 97% of KPR's operating budget comes from private support. You can make a difference. Contribute now at support.kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Audio Reader hosting
Duck.ai. Users can chat privately with AI. Learn more at Duck.ai. And from the listeners who support this NPR station.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Oldsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. We've got two more hours of Weekend Edition Sunday. The latest news from NPR coming up in just over a minute and a half. Then we'll have news from the KPR newsroom. Following Weekend Edition Sunday this morning, stay with us for This Old House Radio Hour coming up at 10 o'clock here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, a constellation of campuses working to improve lives in Kansas and beyond through health research, public safety training, workforce development, natural resource protection, and more. Details at kansas.ku.edu.
Mostly sunny and warm today with highs getting up to the lower 90s. We do have a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly this afternoon. This is KPR.
And Argentina are preparing to face off in the World Cup final today. Kickoff is set for 3 p.m. Eastern Time. This is NPR News.
From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. Dangerously hot conditions are returning to Kansas and much of the Midwest this week. The National Weather Service is issuing a heat advisory. In northeast Kansas, that takes effect late tomorrow morning and runs through tomorrow evening. The heat advisory extends all the way from North and South Dakota through Nebraska, Kansas, Missouri, Arkansas, and down to Mississippi. High temperatures are expected tomorrow in the upper 90s with heat index values from 105 to 108 degrees. In addition, a number of counties in south central Kansas will fall under an extreme heat watch on Tuesday. Wichita police stepped up security at a popular shopping mall in response to an anticipated teen takeover yesterday. KWCH reports that the group gatherings are a trend on social media and taking place across the country. The gatherings can be harmless, but sometimes lead to fighting and property damage. After noting social media posts promoting a so-called teen takeover, Wichita police said the anticipated gathering was illegal, not sanctioned by mall authorities, and that they would have an enhanced presence at Town East Square. In sports, the Kansas City Royals defeated the San Diego Padres in their second in the series. 6-1, they play their third at 1:10 this afternoon at Kauffman Stadium.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Vanguard. With Vanguard Investor Choice, investors can have a voice in how their eligible Vanguard funds vote on key shareholder matters. Learn more at vanguard.com/investor choice.
Mostly sunny skies today with highs in the lower 90s. A 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms mostly this afternoon. Little to no winds going on today. Mostly clear overnight tonight with lows in the mid-70s. For tomorrow, sunny and hot with highs in the upper 90s and heat index values as high as 105 degrees. It's 79 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
Listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, we're Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR's Community Spotlight comes from the Sunflower Foundation in Topeka, with a mission to serve as a catalyst for improving the health of all Kansans. More information is available at sunflowerfoundation.org.
Good morning, I'm Kay McIntyre. Coming up on Weekend Edition Sunday, the story of the fight to save a Wyandotte cemetery in Kansas City, Kansas, and a woman who took the case all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court.
I am part Indian, and I will not see my people so robbed of their rights and the bodies of their dead taken from the sacred burying ground of the tribe in defiance of the treaty, because there is now no one to stand up for the rights of the Indians. I have tried to save the cemetery from being desecrated by law, and now I will take care of it myself, law or no law.
Lyda Conley and the fight to preserve Huron Indian Cemetery, coming up at 8:34 this morning on Weekend Edition Sunday on Kansas Public Radio. Mostly sunny skies and warm today with highs getting up to the lower 90s. We do have a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly this afternoon, not much relief from the wind. Mostly clear overnight tonight, lows in the mid-70s. And then for tomorrow, it's going to be hot. Highs in the upper 90s with heat index values as high as 105 degrees. A heat advisory will take effect for the entire KPR listening area at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. It's 79 degrees in Atchison, 80 degrees in Topeka.
Support for NPR comes from this station. Nearly sevenfold from 2022 to 2025. CampSnap says sales more than doubled in the past year. And for many people, it is a rebellion against their smartphones. Here's Christina Burkett from New Jersey.
I think you get caught up in that, like the digital world where I'm pulling out my phone to take a photo and then I see a notification, you know, I'm checking my email.
And with a digital camera,
you put it in your bag, you don't think about it. And then at the end of the night, you go through all the photos and you kind of like relive that moment.
This makes the camera trend a small part of a growing digital movement where people are unphoning or dephoning their lives, disconnecting from the algorithm. eBay says it's seeing a surge in searches for iPods, CDs, and Walkmans. Burkett is a wedding photographer, and she's seeing couples printing physical photo albums. And they pay extra for her to film ceremonies and speeches, not with a fancy camera, but with an old school camcorder, like she's just a guest, like someone's aunt.
Like when you see a home video, I think that's what they're targeting. I don't think they want something that's grainy. I think they want something to feel real.
Maybe searching for the comfort of a childhood memory, or maybe just jumping on a trend. Burkett says she does hold the camcorder differently now, flipped to its side. So the video she films is vertical rather than horizontal, because most people will still watch it on their smartphone. Alina Seluch, NPR News.
You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio, I'm Kay McIntyre. More than 400 people are buried in a cemetery in downtown Kansas City, Kansas, right next to the KCK Public Library. The fight to protect the Huron Indian National Cemetery made history when Lyda Conley became the first Native American woman to argue a case before the U.S. Supreme Court. That battle, in the courts and in the cemetery itself, is the subject of a new book by Stephanie Bennett, Samantha Gill, and Ty Edwards. The three of them stopped by the KPR studios last week to talk to me about Lyda Conley.
When they first came to the landing point on the river and set up their township.
Serving in the U.S. Senate at the time, representing Kansas, and he's aware of this. He also serves on the Senate Committee on Indian Affairs. And he proposes legislation for the cemetery to be protected, which Congress passes and the president signs. And that's how the cemetery is protected by law and the sale is ended, at least during that period. And so, you know, we might say she lost the battle, but she won the war.
That's Ty Edwards, Samantha Gill, and Stephanie Bennett. They're the editors of Lyda Conley and the Fight to Preserve Huron Indian Cemetery. They visited with me last week. You can hear a longer version of our conversation on this week's Prairie Journal. That's coming up at 11 o'clock this morning on Kansas Public Radio.
I'm Windsor Johnston with these headlines. The United
Brewing solutions to help businesses win, locally and globally. More at bankofamerica.com/gamechangers. From Jarl and Pamela Mohn, focusing on civil liberties, foster youth, public radio, and the arts. And from the Skoll Foundation, dedicated to powering social innovators to transform the world. Learn more at skoll.org.
On This Old House Radio Hour, we settle the debate, top load or front load, which washing machine reigns supreme.
There is one difference that front loaders can take advantage that top loaders cannot, and it's gravity.
Plus, author Mary H.K. Choi on the suburban Texas house that left a homesick teenager wondering if she'd landed in a horror movie. That's this week on This Old House Radio Hour.
This Old House Radio Hour coming up at 10 o'clock this morning, right after Weekend Edition Sunday on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. We've got one more hour of Weekend Edition Sunday coming up. The latest news from NPR just a little over a minute away. And the news from the KPR newsroom coming up at 9:04. The time is 9 o'clock. It's 81 degrees in Topeka. This is KPR.